Good day, this is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 492 for Monday, July 27th. I'm Taryn Shields. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was down sharply, breaking below the key $500 per ton level on Monday. The declines were linked to long liquidation by speculative fund accounts after the market broke below key support levels on Friday. Values in Winnipeg were anywhere from $17 to $19 lower, January down $18.10, while the most active November contract was down $18.40 at $490.40 per ton. Spillover pressure from the weaker Chicago soybean complex was also weighing on canola values. Reports of improving conditions for North American oilseed crops added to the bearish tone, as did some slight strength in the Canadian dollar. Traders were also selling as they become more comfortable with the industry estimates calling for a Canadian canola crop of about 13.5 million tons. However, supplies of canola will still be on the tight side at the end of the crop year due to this year's drought in Alberta and Saskatchewan, which provided some underlying support. Some exporter and commercial buying may also come into the market at the lows of the day. Milling wheat prices were untraded and unchanged. The other two markets for durum and barley were also unchanged and untraded. Now looking at the U.S. markets, grain and oilseed values were all in the red on Monday. Soybean futures in Chicago anywhere from 14 to 32 cents lower. November was down 31 and 3/4 cents at $9.33 a bushel. Reports of improving weather for crop development in the U.S. Midwest were bearish, as traders expect the USDA to improve their crop conditions ratings for the U.S. crop in their weekly report later Monday. Concerns about economic problems in China, slowing demand from the country added to the bearish tone, as did speculative fund selling. However, strong commercial buying interest did limit the downside. Corn values were down sharply as well, hitting one-month lows as beneficial weather is improving production prospects for the U.S. crop. Values for corn were anywhere from 12 to 19 cents lower, December down 19.25 cents at $3.83 a bushel. Further downward pressure came from concerns about slowing export demand as China, one of the biggest customers for U.S. corn, is seeing a slowdown in their economy. Sell stops were hit on the way down and helped to amplify the declines. Wheat values in Chicago were also softer, taking direction from the sell-off seen in corn and beans. The advancing U.S. winter wheat harvest and good conditions for spring wheat crops were bearish as well. Prices for wheat were anywhere from 7 to 9 cents lower, December down 8 cents at $5.11 a bushel. However, the softening U.S. dollar and sentiment that the market is oversold limited the losses in wheat. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, July 27th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Taryn Shields.